Right. So I might see the yod and start saying yod.
Okay, so I need your help over here. There's a parasha that's pretty confusing. So you take a look at Perek Yud Beis. So Yud Beis repeats itself in the beginning and like in the middle. There's like two parts that seemingly repeat itself. So it says, "Eila chukim mishpatim shetishmon la'asos ba'aretz asher nasan Hashem l'chiyav l'isecha l'chol arishta kol ha'yomim fine etc." So it starts off by saying, "Abei tabdun is called mekoy mois or avdu sham hagayim." So the introduction over here is you have to get rid of all the places, all the makoimais of Avodah Zarah. I didn't count how many times the word makoim appears over here, but there's a stress on the word makoim to such an extent that it says abei tabdun is called hamakoimais asher avdusham hagayim, which is a strange thing to say. Why? Because you don't destroy the makoim.
Let's. Yeah, you do. You're only that, but you don't destroy the makoim.
But what's happening over here?
To actually destroy the ground.
Right. So it's talking about the makomes in the sense that any Avodah Zarah you have to destroy. I suppose if there's a base Avodah Zarah, you destroy it too. But if they're worshipping the mountain, if they're are on the mountain or whatever, not like you're destroying the mountain. But so despite the fact that really the mitzvah is to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, it utilizes the term makomes. And of course, it's Nitasim, it's Mizbech Hesam, Shvartas Matzev Hesam. Right? That's an easy way to remember Mizbeach and Matzeva, right? Because Mizbeach is many stones, and Matzeva is one stone. So the Mizbeach, it has to be Venitatzdem. It means to break it. Because, it doesn't mean really to break it, right? It means to separate it. But if you're talking about a Matzeva, so it says a Shibarta. So it's a Shvira. Okay, but in any case, you're supposed to get rid of all of these things, and it's, again, at the end over here, in this last pasuk in this page, says in the end of pasuk Gimel, "Vibadetem es shemam," you know, makoyim ho. So again, we're focused on makoyim, which of course we already said. Leisa sunkein Hashem leikeichem. What? So if that's all you have, so in other words, just the Rashi for a minute. So Rashi says a few pshatim. Leisa sunkein lahakdil shemayim mechol makoyim. So skip that first pshat of Rashi for a minute. Because if you have a full stop, like we do in the pasuk, loisasun kein Hashem alekeichem, sounds like whatever I just told you to do, don't do that to Hashem. So that's Rashi's second shot. Interesting that it's not the first. Davar acher minitatzus mizbechaisam vibadetem eshemam loisasun kein atzar lemoicheikes Hashem loneset even mina mizbeach. That you can't erase the name of Hashem. You can't just break the mizbeach of Hashem. I mean, like I said, from Beis Hamikdash, and then Amar Rabbi Shmuel has a real. I don't want to call it a fanciful chat, but a Jew is going to break and smash them. He's back. Don't do what they did. And cause the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So it's kind of the same chat. Don't destroy something that's a Mikdash. But the first way is physical destruction. So he says, what Jew is ever going to do that? Elamai, it means don't destroy it in the sense to cause the Khurban. It's also a separate Avera. But in any case, so if you have a full stop there, so it sounds like, okay, don't, what I just told you to do to them, don't do to Hashem. But the pasuk, even though it's pasuk, okay, the Sidrashu Uvasa Shama. So what do you do with that pasuk? There's a stress on destruction of the Makoimus of Avodah Zarah, and now there's a Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, but then it adds L'shichno Sidrashu Uvasa Shama. So two things. Number one, the Makom is not defined. Makom Asher Yivchar. And number two, well, if there is a Makom, then why are you telling me L'shichna Sidrashu? Why not L'makoymai Sidrashu? Go to that place. Why is it... So you'll say, Pashib Shad, because at the end of the day, even though there's going to be a Makom for Hashem, don't get confused. Don't think it's anything to do with a Makom. It's the Shechina. That's why you're going there. Fuck here, when it comes to the Gayim. So many of the Mefarshim point out that they actually put the Avodah Zarah in those places specifically. Why Haharim, Harum, Gvois? Yisra'anam maybe is a separate idea. Maybe it has to be like Asher or whatever. But at least the mountains and the hills, what's the pshat? So, the Rikanti, so he writes that they, what the Avodah Zarah do in general is, well, what they do is they pick something from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They pick an element, and they sever it from everything else, from the totality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Mashal, when it says after Yeseres HaDibres, Lihei, yeah, really, not L-E-K. Oh, with the accent. Uh-huh. We got a Balkari here.
No, it's a German expression.
So, no silver gods, no golden gods, just earth. So the Me'ah Shilech, the Ishpitzer, so he writes, because Kesef represents Chesed, Zahav, even the Ramban says in Egel, represents Din, represents, you know, the gold is like a red, is like a galura. Maybe the ox also, because it's the left side of the Merkava. So that's what the Ramban says with the Egel, but the Ishbitzer just says, you're not allowed to pick an element of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And say, as Rablach would like to say, you know, don't say a God is a God of love, man. You know, or the opposite. You know, God is fire and brimstone, and you're sitting going to hell, and you know, all those kinds. You can't pick an element of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The idea of Mizbeach Adama is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the source of everything. So what the Avodah Zarah do, and that's why the Kanti writes they chose Bedafka, these Makomas, is these were Makomas that instilled fear. They gave you a sense of din. So that's where they put their gods. Not because the gods were necessarily even the essential part. The essential part was that you have to keep yourself in line. You have to make sure that you know that whatever you appease the gods or whatever. So you have to impose upon yourself that kind of sense of it, and it's din. But it's a din that's by definition severed from the totality of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's what the Ishbitzer is saying, that you cannot. It's the beginnings of Avodah Zarah to pick in an element of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so to speak, be makriv to midas hadin. Not allowed to do that. That's the beginnings of Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban stresses that every time you find a korban, it's always Lashem. Yudke Vavke, source of everything. But we never find, you know, you're not supposed to sever it from its source. So they picked those makomas. The makom of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is not defined in that way at all. Because it's not about the makom that instills anything. It's that you have to be derish the Shechina. There may be a makom that's chosen as a central location or whatever, but it's L'shichna Siddur Shuvah Sashama. But there isn't a Makom yet. What do you mean?
Right. Wherever Hashem chooses it, so sorry, Gilgal, Shiloh, wherever it may be, that's the Makom that was chosen. Mm-hmm. But once it's destroyed, it's not the Makom. The Shechem is destroyed. You have to go after the Shechem. So once the Shechem moves from Gilgal to Shiloh, Gilgal loses it. It's not there. And it goes later on, El Meluch, El Nachom, goes past.
So that's part of the next issue. Is that Pashut Pshat here is that it's talking about a central location, so you can't have. In other words, one avenue of understanding the whole thing is that what I just told you in terms of Korban, destruction of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the maybe Pashut Pshat, that's what Rashi has at first, is the Ki'im. So the Ki'im is saying, so, but you're not allowed to be Makrav and Bamas once this central location is identified. Not only the Dharma device, everything has to be there. So is that talking about Shiloh? Or is that talking about the Makom HaMikdash? So I don't know 100%, right? Here we can apparently have bummus, we can have other things, but you're not allowed to do that anymore. It sounds like Moshe's like justifying what we're doing. Like, now it's different, don't have tithes against you. When we get there,
sing us a Rosh Hashanah.
No, but...
In the Midbar there wasn't like a central location yet.
But when they came in there, it was over the 400 years, they were able to have bummus.
Yeah, only because there was no Mishkan.
There was a Mishkan, absolutely there was a Mishkan.
There was
a Mishkan, 100%. Even in the times of Mishkan, they were able to have a bummus.
So take a look at Rashi on Pasuk Hey. L'shichna Sidrashu, Zem Mishkan Shiloh. Yeah? You take a look at the Lamed, right? Avaloi b'chol mokoyim, ki abamais
nesu l'ayim.
It's not true. I thought it was true.
In Gilgal,
right.
But in Shiloh, it was half.
But Elio, the whole thing, he had a Rosh Hashanah one time to make a bama. That was the whole thing.
Yeah, that was the Elio.
Okay.
But if you're gonna,
yeah, but there was a Mishkan. Okay, see,
Davar HaMelech, you see Davar HaMelech built Mizbeach. A few times this brought down the Mizbeach. He built Mizbeach. You
you're not having speichas until.
I think you were allowed to have for nedarim and nedavos.
Right. Not for kavanas sibur.
Right.
The kavanas sibur you have to have in this specific occasion. But nedreichim and nedreichim, they can't be talking about shiva. You're allowed to have it.
Okay, one more thing before we get to that. So then, as the pasuk goes on, as psukim go on. Pasuk tes ki lo vasem arata el menucha l'nachla, because in the midbar we're nowhere, we're not in menucha yet, and we're not at nachla yet, because menucha apparently is the beginning. That's shiloi, right? That's what we would say at the point. And nachla is beis hamikdash. We're not there yet. Shasham lekech nesen lach. The vayns is in yarden, but you're gonna go through over the yarden. Shav them where it's shasham lekech manchleschem. Then you'll have to be settled there. Moshe repeats like the whole thing all over again. And when you get there, so you're gonna have the Beis Hamikdash, and what you have to, you're gonna have to bring everything there. But he just said that. So all the Mefarshim struggle to figure out what's going on over here. So many of them say that the first one, like Rashi is saying, the first one was a reference to Shiloh. This is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah? Clearly, I could quote some of the Raya, but one might say like that. Tell you something interesting. The Rambam has two places where he discusses Binyan Habayis. The first place he discusses, just like an order of the Mishnah Torah, is in Beis HaBechira. That's where you would expect it to be, right? So the very beginning, he says, Mitzas Aseh La'aseh is Bayis La'ashem. There's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. Muchan li'yos makrivim bohar korbanos. It's for korbanos. That's a big discussion with him and the Ramban. Would the Ramban disagree with that? Back. Okay, whatever. What?
But it wasn't coming back.
What do you mean?
Korbanos.
Oh, no, the Ramban for sure says. They say based on the Ramban in Mor Nevuchim that if the reason is X, and then that doesn't apply anymore, so then who says it's going to be? But the Ramban in Hilchos Malachim HaMaseyim, he says explicitly, bias shlishes are going to makriv and korbanos. It's clear from Halacha he doesn't say that. Fine. But he says, How do you know? What pasuk in the Torah is the mitzvah to build Beis HaMikdash? Shenemar, Vasuli Mikdash. Straightforward. Right. Straightforward. Now, of course, when was that pasuk said? Or specifically regarding? The Mishkan.
Yeah.
So how does the Rambam know that that's talking about a Beis HaMikdash? So it's interesting. The Rambam writes, Kevan shenichnesu lo'aretz, hemidu ha-mishkan be-gilgal, arbeis reishana. Already you're wondering, why is Rambam telling me this? Like, this is not typical Rambam. Rambam says, halachas. He's halach, halach, halach. And now he's like telling you a story. She says, no, okay, when they got there, she said, they put the Mishkan in Gilgal, and it was there for 14 years. Okay. Umisham, bo l'shilai, ubanusham, bayis shel avanin. There, it wasn't the same Mishkan, because it had walls of stone. Upirsi yirias ha-mishkan alav, but the rias of the Mishkan were then spread over the stone walls. So it didn't have krashim anymore. It was like a chetzi chetzi. Half permanent, half temporary. It didn't have a real roof. Because it never really says in the Psukim that the Mishkan was destroyed, right? Well, they captured the Aron. It doesn't really say. So the Rambam, also the Lashon HaRambam is interesting. Kishameis Eli Charav. Meaning, with his death somehow it was Necharav? At the same time.
Same day.
Right, but okay, anyway, just it's a funny lashon. It was something with the B'mei Eli or something like that. You know,
it was the day that Eli died.
I don't know, why is that important? Why is it wrong to say that? It sounds like it's something to do with the death of Eli that like destroyed the Mishkan.
It was the last Shaifa. It was the last before the Shoftim.
Anyway, I think it's really unusual. I think it makes it sound like it's like the death of Eli somehow that was Machir of the Bayit. I don't know. Ubal and Noiv, Ubanu Sham Mikdash, right? Noiv Yer Kohanim, right? Okay, Shemais Shmuel Charef.
Nabi was the last Nabi.
No,
he was set up as something, as the last leader without
Rosh.
He was the last leader before Shoftim. Right?
Okay. And again, he says, Kemei Shmuel Charef. You see that? Kemei Shmuel Charef. In Noiv. Uvola Givon. Uvola Shemikdash. Uvola Givon Baal Abbas Arlamim. Uvola Givon Sheva Chamishim Shana. You're not allowed to build another place like that. Well, what do we need all of this for? What does Rambam have to give me the history of the Mishkan for? So he starts off with Suli Mikdash, that the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash is the pasuk of Yasiyas HaMishkan. goes into the whole history of Mishkan to tell you, and then in other words, I think it's clear what he means, right? He's trying to say that the Beis HaMikdash began as a Mishkan, and it just had stages of development until it became like a permanent structure, but it's not like it's a separate thing. A Suli Mikdash applied to the Mishkan, and it applies to the Beis HaMikdash as well. That's what it sounds like he's saying, that's why he gives all history.
Because it was always supposed to be just that the Mikdash never...
They were traveling, so even though they were in the Midbar, you can't build a physical structure in a Midbar. So it was a Mishkan at the time. But that same Mishkan morphed into a Beis HaMikdash.
To the end result.
Yeah, it's all one thing. So the same mitzvah that was to build the Mishkan is the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. The problem with that, I mean, and that's why he talks about the whole history. You should know this is all one thing, or something like that. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim and Mechamei Seyam, the very beginning, he says, this is how he starts, Shalosh mitzvos nistaviso b'shas kenisas on the Eretz. They were given three mitzvahs. They got the Eretz Yisrael. Limnois lehem melech, som tassim melech melech, lehach rezar shalom malek, and livnois beis habechira. So if I would ask you, so what's the Rambam source for livnois beis habechira? Shenemar, Suli Mikdash. So he says, l'shich nesidrishu v'as hashama. Where's l'shich nesidrishu v'as hashama? So I thought that was Shiloh. Right? Rashi said that's Shiloh. That's what you were just saying, right? The Pashup Shat. So the Rambam is not learning that way. And then I have a heart that I want to come to, you know, at the end.
If that's the case, then you're going to say that it's two separate things. So then you have a huge time on the ASL.
What do you mean?
But they waited 400 years to do. To, they were given three mitzvahs when they came into ASL, and they waited 400 years to do them. They didn't get a king until David HaMelech, basically 400 years later. And then after David HaMelech was, or you want to say Shaul at least, they didn't set up a king for 400 years, basically, and then the Beis HaMikdash became 70 years
after that. I mean, it's time a good kasha. The Rambam is just quoting a chazal. The Shulish makes it Navi, so it's not smart. What's the pshat? Do you need a Navi for that? You don't need a Navi for that? I think that's the Pashat answer, right? Is that you need a Navi to do it or something, so like, even though it was a mitzvah, that applied, but you have to wait until you're given the proper instructions. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash without a Navi that gives you the instructions, all those kinds of things. I don't know, Zara Shalom Malik, why can't you show Zara Shalom Malik? You really need a Navi to do that. I don't know, but I've heard people speak like that. I don't know exactly what to do with this. So why weren't Klal Yisrael? Maybe two answers. Why weren't Klal Yisrael just told, okay, this is the Makom HaMikdash, this is where it's going to be? Is it really true that it was not determined? It was for sure determined, right? This is where the world was formed from. This is where Adam HaRishon was formed from. This is where he brought his karma. This is where Akeas Yitzchak was. Yitzchak is going Lasuach Basade, and Yaakov is going to daven, and he called it a bias, right? I mean, this is the Makom HaMikdash. Is there really something to talk about? Asher Yivchar Hashem. So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, see, he writes that if everyone had known that this was going to be the Makom HaMikdash, so everybody would have, you know, maybe wanted it, and it would have been a big problem, or maybe they would have tried to destroy the whole Makom the best they could, and the Shvatim would have all been fighting with each other. It would have been a big civil war. They would have been fighting, we want the Makom HaMikdash to be by us or not. We're not going to be satisfied with a different Makom, something like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to say, but in a Hanami, maybe it was always determined. Kli Yakar says something so cryptic. He says, quotes the Rambam, and he says, "Va'imrani, sheyesh soid badavar." Okay, ki afilu leAvraham legilam miyad. By Kedesh Yitzchak, right? He didn't tell him where. What did he sell it? What did he tell him? Again, I'm mocking, right? I'm mocking. Sher Mar Elecha. Anyway, then he hasn't explained anything else. Yeah.
It's trying to contrast from what the Gemara are doing. We said we have to destroy the Makom by the Gemara because they put the value on the Makom. What Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying is the Makom is what I'm choosing. It doesn't make a difference.
Right.
You're not choosing it. You're not going
to
take
it. I think that's definitely step A. Step A for sure is that it's as opposed to, in other words, at first Pshat, maybe Rashi wants to say, maybe not, is that it has to do with the Churban, destroying, don't destroy things with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, but the fact that it says Ki, Im, El, Makom, whatever, is that it sounds like, no, it means that, like you just said, that there's no such thing as a Makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Makom HaShalom. Lo Makom. So then the next step would be, and in general, there's something going on here that this makom has to be some kind of soid at some point. And maybe I know why. I don't know. So the Rambam is saying, the Rambam is saying that this puzzle, the Shechna Sidr Shabbat Hashama, is not Mishkan Shiloh. The Rambam learns that that's Beis HaMikdash, right? So that's the problem. How come the Rambam uses Vasuli Mikdash? And then later on, he says, the Shechna Sidr Shabbat Hashama, why is Yashay Vasuli Mikdash? So when you go through the Rambam, and I just did a few minutes ago, so the Rambam starts off by saying, this is in Halacha Aleph, and he says that there are these three mitzvahs that they were commanded when they got to Eretz Yisrael. Then, you know, Kedarkoi, he goes into each one. Okay, let's talk about Melech. Then he has a whole bunch of prakim, he talks about Melech.
What did they know about it already from Har Sinai? Like, it only came into effect maybe when they reached the border, that they knew it existed.
In terms of Nitzavu?
Well, my Har Sinai, they were told all of it. They got the full download. They, right. No, just got that Sarasa Dibbers and walk away.
There's a lot of things that they didn't get at that point. I mean, things that were Mekayim.
They were never mitzvah in the mitzvah.
Well, the halacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, where those come from?
When Moshe Rabbeinu told all the Klal Yisrael, all the different mitzvahs, is not so pashut. Moshe Rabbeinu himself learned Kol Torah Kula in Har Sinai. That's for sure.
But even so, they were never mitzvah in them.
I'm asking. Was it? Oh, they always knew about it. It just kicked into effect when they got to Eretz Yisrael, or did they?
Yeah, it sounds like Nitzavu means that these were things that they had to do once they got there.
But why is it just being dance? You have all the mitzvahs to list Barat.
So I think the answer is the same thing that's bothering me. So when the Rambam goes into all of them, so he starts talking about all the halachas of Melech, he starts talking about all the halachas of Amalek, which gets him into Milchames HaMitzvah, and he gets involved all the halachas of Milchames HaMitzvah, so Hilchos Melech and Milchames HaSeinim. And then the Rambam, you'd expect, okay, now he's going to talk about the last one, right? But, I mean, I guess he already did that, right? That's in Beis HaBechira, he has all the halachas over there. And then, you know where he gets to it? He doesn't get to it until he talks about the Mashiach. Then when he gets to Mashiach, he talks about Binyan Habayis. Amelech HaMashiach Asid Lamoid V'lehachzir Malchus David L'yoshna L'memshala HaRishayna V'boina HaMikdash V'mekabetz Nidcha Yisrael V'cholchen Kol Mishpatim B'yamav Kishayu Mikoidem Makrivin Korbanos. That's where it is. So, you get the sense that this pasuk, according to the Rambam, is here in this way that it's the Mokam Asher Yivchar and it's L'shich Nesidrashu, because at the end of the day, this isn't really going to happen so fast. And this is all one big process. And even though the Pashup Shad and the Psukim is that once you have maybe Shiloh, there's an Isser Bomas in a certain way. Once you have Beis HaMikdash, there's an Isser Bomas in a certain way. There's a lack of definition of the Makom. Because that Makom isn't really going to be permanently defined until Yemos HaMashiach. It's there. We know where it is. We know what it is. But at the end of the day, it's L'shech Nesidrashu until ultimately Uvas Hashem. Because that Shechin is going to go with Klaus, wherever Klaus is going to be. So it's L'shech Nesidrashu. Ultimately, that's what you have to do. Eventually, it's going to be Uvas Hashem. So in terms of the mitzvah, if you ask me, says the Rambam, what's the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash? The answer is Vasu the Mikdash. But if you ask me, Shlosha Mitzvah is Navi So B'chinisasan Aretz. B'chinisasan Aretz is like about bringing, you know, Yemos HaMashiach. So in order to fulfill, everything has to be fulfilled in the world. You have to have a Melech. You have to be L'hachr Zahra Shalom Malek. And you have to build the Beis HaBechira. Ultimately, how's that going to happen? I don't know. It sounds like that's going to happen with Melech HaMashiach. I is Chinisasan Aretz. It means ultimately to be able to have Klal Yisrael come to the, you know, to the full fruition. Anyway, so it's interesting. So there's like a few things going on in the Tzukim. There's like the Pashup Shad, which is that there's like a their Makoimos of Avodah Zarah, and they have to be destroyed. Because not only do you have to destroy the physical Avodah Zarahs, but you're being Matayar the Makom of Eretz Yisrael. You're getting rid of everything that's preventing the Hashras HaShchina in terms of that Makom. But at the same time, you're destroying them, so that you can't do the Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, they're being makriv all over the place, so Klal Yisrael is going to have a central location. But even in the tzivui of the central location, it's Asher Yivchar Hashem. And not only is Asher Yivchar Hashem in the sense that you don't know where it is yet, because, well, you know, the Shvatim are going to argue or whatever, it's L'shich Nesidra Shuvas Hashem, because as the Rambam is saying, this is something that's going to happen mamish at the end of days with Yemos HaMashiach. That's ultimately how that's going to happen. In the meantime, there's like a whole process that's going on. Anyway, so you take a look at the refreshment over here. They're trying to figure out what's going on, why it has to be repeated. So as opposed to Rashi, who learns that the first time is Mishkan Shilai, the second time is the Beis HaMikdash, so you get the sense that according to Rambam, you know, they're all talking about the Mikdash. And you have to make some other distinction between the two. Why is it, you know, why is it being repeated? So of course the Rambam doesn't discuss that. The Kli Yakar, I think, is trying to explain that a little bit. But later on it was chosen, so they, I don't know why it was had to be Bedafka. What? Oh, you mean earlier? Earlier. What's the question? Because they knew the Makom Mishkan was going to be. That's a Kli Yakar, right? Kli Yakar, you can't say they didn't know where it was going to be. It just meant that they didn't know who was going to have to pay for it. I don't know.
But in the end, it belongs to nobody, who said. Yeah. It doesn't belong to any Shevet.
It doesn't belong to any Shevet.
It's like Washington, D.C. Okay?
I was going to say that. It's its own thing, but it's
no.
It's Washington.
So to finish the pshat, so the way that Yaakov wants to say is that the first part here is talking about the pasuk vav, the beis shama leisechem. That's talking about the beis hamikdash. When Moshe Rabbeinu chazers it and he says, "But you know what we're doing today? Don't worry about it, you know, because we're not at the menucha and we're not at nachalo yet. So here we get to bring bamas, we get to do all those kinds of things, but." And when you cross the Yarden, so then what? As you say, Vayamakam Shah Yibkar Hashem Lakim Shah Shem Hasham, Sham Tavi was called Hashem Lakim Tzav Vayeschem. So when you cross the Yarden, so then, Vinyach Lakim Alay Misal Vivi Shavtim Betach, Makam Shah Yibkar Hashem Lakim Shakain Shem Hasham. So that's what Kli Yakar wants to say. That's talking about Shiloh. I mean, that's talking about after they cross the Yarden, Dafka. And it's a shakein shemay sham, maybe because there's a hashra for a temporary amount of time. So it flips the pshat exactly against Rashi. Rashi's going to say that's talking about here. You take a look, pasuk yidalef. Ayah makom benu lachem beis avachir beYerushalayim. In fact, the Baal HaTurim. So where does he have it? I'm not going to tell you on pasuk he has it, but the Baal HaTurim writes el hamakom, but atbash is tach. Tzidpi, which he doesn't really care about, but he means Begematria, Zehu Yerushalayim. So the Gematria of the Atbash is Zehu Yerushalayim, and Mokoim is Begematria Letzion. So he says that in Pasuk Hey. Which is what the Rambam would say. That's talking about Mokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem. Lasum Es Shemo Yisham. So Lasum Es Shemo Yisham, the Kli Yakar argues, is that permanent. The Shakein Shemo Yisham is a Hashra that's temporary. The second time around, it's talking about after the Yarding, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Right now, it's like this in the Midbar. Once you get there, so then it's going to start to change. But according to the Rambam, because that's all ultimately one big mahalach of ultimately the Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, but until then, so let's say, L'shichna Zidrishu,
and ultimately Moshe. Pasuk Hayes is talking about now, is talking about in the Midbar?
No, Pasuk Hayes is talking about, according to the Rambam, and the way the Baal HaTurim has his Ramazim, that's talking about the Beis HaMikdash.
No, according to Kli Yakar.
Kli Yakar says also like that. Rashi says over there on Pasuk Hey, that's all talking about. Hashikh Nasidr Shurashi is Mishkan Shiva.
Oh, not Midbar, though.
Right. No, in the middle, when Moshe Rabbeinu says in Pasuk Ches, Lo Yisasun Kichol Asher Anachnu Oisim Poya Yoyim, Ish Kol Yashar Ba'enav. He's talking to the people there. So we're all not behaving like this, right? We don't have a central Makam, we have a Mishkan, but there's no Isser Bamas or anything like that. The way that Rashi reads it is a little different. Rashi writes, "Musa v'malo akiyatem arivim se yarden kishetav v'se yarden." Once you get across the yarden, miyad mutarim atem lahakriv b'bama. So once you get there, you'll be allowed to have a bama. Not now in the midbar. Kol yodal shana shel kivush v'chiluk b'bama les akriv v'kol mashatem akrivim poi hayoyim b'mishkan shehui imachem. Right. That's a Megillah, right? That's Megillah. You're a Megillah bud. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. I think it was interesting how it's not when you read the Rambam. So the Rambam is like, you know, you expect the Rambam is sequential, right? So he says Melech, and he says Amalek, and he says Bnei Mizbechir, and he quotes a pasuk for each one of them. And then he goes into each one. So the first few prakim are Amalek. The next few prakim are Amalek. It's really short Amalek. But the rest of it is Mechamas HaMitzvah. then he never comes back to Beis Avichira. But he does, right? Because that's what he says. By the Malach HaMashiach. Malach HaMashiach is going to be Bnei HaMikdash. So he's coming back to it.
So what do you do with the first two?
What do you mean? Two things. Number one, they were Ma'amid Lahem Malachim. Number two, they did try to destroy Malach.
If you only bring up the Beis HaMikdash at Mashiach, wouldn't you say that that's the prerequisite to get there?
That there's a Malach and Lahach Rezar Shalom Malach. Is that you mean?
No, I'm talking about building a Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
So if it's only brought up in Hilchas Mashiach, then isn't it...
The Rambam has a whole section called Hilchas Beis HaBechira where he discusses all the details of it. But then the Rambam, when he gets to Hilchos Malachim, Chamaseim, he starts off by saying these Shoshan mitzvahs and Zdav Yisrael b'chisas on the Eretz. They're given these three mitzvahs when they got there to Israel. They're supposed to be Ma'amid Melech, Hachri Zarash and Melech, and then you know build the base of Bechira. So Rambam says, well, you know, about the Melech, so he starts talking about, you know, kings and anointing kings and all those kinds of things.
How does he...
So the halacha beis, when he says it, that's halacha aleph, the three things. Halacha beis is minui melech koydem el mechamas amalek. So he's still talking about like what you're supposed to do, and then he talked about ein ma'abin melech betchila el al pi bezdin shal shivim zekein al pi navi ki Yahushua. Interesting. So he's holding Yahushua as already melech, no? Chitzas and larit. Ein ma'abin melech mekal gerim. Anyway, he gets into all the halachas of melech. And then eventually, when he's done with all the issues of Melech,
I think that's what it was. We had the last din of a Melech without being a Melech, and then went to the Shoftim before.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it was with the Melech. Right, because it went to a Snidlach Mouth, and then... Oh, sorry, no, it was the last Shoftim. So, after
Eli... Because Shmuel was like a quasi, he's in between.
Yeah.
Anyway, some thoughts.